Brad Austin is with us this morning. He's Director of Operations with the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority. Good morning. Good to see you again in the studios.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to have you in this morning because you've been reaching out, telling folks about lithium ion batteries, which we'll talk about what those are in a moment, and the risks with them in terms of our solid waste and managing that. What is the word this morning about those types of devices and batteries and things?
Well, the word this morning is don't throw those items away in your trash or your recycling bin. We had a small fire recently. Last week, lithium ion batteries were damaged while processing, and we actually had a bag of solid waste on fire. So the overall message is don't throw these items away in your trash or your recycling bin.
And for those that don't know, the lithium ion ones are like the laptops, the cell phones, along those lines of technology, right?
Correct. Yeah, laptops, cell phones, toys, smoke alarms, some vehicles also. So they're everywhere. And as you said, technology is great, but a proper disposal is key.
Okay, well, we've all got old cell phones and things in our homes, the laptops, devices, things that have lithium ion batteries in them, but they're not catching fire just sort of sitting there or anything like that. What is the risk? Why does this happen?
Well, lithium ion batteries intact are okay, and we can take those into the program. The problem arises when they get damaged. So, you know, when someone places something like that in a curbside bin, you know, you have the potential for fire, not only with us in our processing, but the solid waste hauler who picks it up and compacts those loads in the back of the truck. So there's multiple, you know, areas for potential for fire.
Okay, so if they get crushed, they get damaged, they get somehow, that's when the elements touch each other, they can then be dangerous that way.
Correct, and they're designed, you know, separated. That's, you know, how they are designed. But when the components do mix, there is a significant fire hazard.
Yes, but there's also a program in place for those things for folks if they have them and they want to get rid of them. And you actually said for homeowners, it's in for the general public, this is free in the county.
Right. Marquette County residents can take advantage of the Household Hazardous Waste Program and the e-waste program. So if you have those type of materials, you can deliver those to us directly at the authority. We also have collections in Marquette and on the west end of the county, May through October. So bring them to us so we can get them properly disposed.
Now, this isn't like Walt was saying, like this isn't like the double A's and stuff like that. Those are just regular standard batteries. These are the lithium ion ones that are now the new way of going things.
Right. You've got two types. You have the alkaline, you've got rechargeable, and your rechargeable, that would be lithium ion, nickel metal hydride, nickel cadmium, sealed lead acid. Lithium ions are the ones that we're really after right now.
Brad, what can people do with these devices, with these items? They've got it. They want to make sure it goes to the
right.
Well,
you were talking about six, seven old cell phones at home and stuff like that.
Six or seven old phones in my house. What do I do?
Right. Well, we've got, again, as I said, we can collect those items at the HHW program or our e-waste drop-off at the authority. There's also an additional resource, you know, Goodwill is another place, you know, for laptops, those type of items. And then you've got manufacturers programs too. A lot of times you can, you know, trade in a cell phone or, you know, send it in for proper recycling. So, I mean, between those three, you know, and in particular, we're talking residential right now. So, you know, really take advantage of household hazardous waste programs and e-waste programs that we have in an effort to keep these materials out of that cell solid waste and recycling stream.
If anybody has any questions, where would you direct them to go to get questions answered? Website, phone call, all the above? What would you expect, hope that they would do?
Well, recycle906.com certainly is a resource for everything recycling. Can call the Solid Waste Authority. And also, there are some municipalities that have been proactive in this effort. So reach out to your own municipal website to see what the options are. But at the end of the day, again, keep them out of your waste, keep them out of your recycling bin, and let's get them properly disposed.
Well, you talked about the fire at the landfill. This is, if one of these things happens, say, like Great American Disposal does, Negaunee, where I live, and we throw it in there and it sparks and goes up in one of the trucks. Yeah. You're talking some serious problems there. So it's more than just the landfill, as you were saying.
Absolutely. This is a health and safety hazard for everyone involved. And we did notify constituent municipalities this past week with just that, a health and safety alert that we've asked them to share it with their constituents, members of commissions and boards, et cetera. So we need to be on top of it. It's something that is a concern.
Website, again, for folks to check out is?
Recycle906.com.
It's Brad Austin with us. He's Director of Operations, Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority.
And we were talking earlier about just recycling in general has gone fairly well top to bottom, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Within the county, we've seen a 50% increase in recyclable volume and residential material. So
people are doing it. They want to do it.
Absolutely. More access leads to more participation, and that's what we're seeing. Municipal efforts to get carts out on the curb, et cetera.
Well, I mean, we're a prime example of that in our house. I mean, with cardboard and cans and all this other stuff, it's amazing how much is actually recyclable that people don't realize until they take a look at the list.
Absolutely. And what you'll find is you'll have a lot less in your trash bag at the end of the week.
Absolutely.
When you really just take some time to pay attention to it.
Well, thanks, Brad. And I know we'll talk with you again sometime soon here. In fact, we'll start talking about getting you in maybe on a regular update to kind of remind folks about what to do with their trash, their recycling, and more. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Have a great weekend.
Always. Absolutely. And again, a very, very big bit of information for you. We'll have all this on our website a little bit later on this morning at sunny.fm.